From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It hasn't quite pitted brother against brother, but in Alabama, neighboring counties are preparing to do battle over water rights. Melanie Peoples reports from Birmingham.
Blount County is one of the fastest-growing counties in Alabama. More and more, it's becoming a bedroom community for Birmingham, the largest city in the state. And leaders like Blount County Commissioner Royce King expect its population will double in the next 15 years.
I suspect by 2020 we'll be at 100,000 folks. I really think that's expected. I think we're really going to grow that much.
And all those new people will need new water. It wouldn't be a problem if Blount County was allowed to use water from its largest lake, but the county can't because the lake belongs to Birmingham, a city 40 miles away that isn't even in Blount County. Again, Royce King.
They seem to have all rights, and we don't have any there.
That's because 70 years ago, when Blount County had few water needs, Birmingham had the forethought to buy up land all around the lake, which in turn, King says, gave them sole water rights to it.
And so if we had that water, we wouldn't be seeking water from anywhere. That'd be ample water for us for 50 years.
Birmingham turns around and actually sells Blount County back some of that water, which is perhaps what's given Blount County the idea to look into its neighboring county. Marshall County is home to the state's largest reservoir, Lake Gunnersville. And since one of Blount County's smaller rivers flows into that lake, they figure they have a right to some of it. Of course, Marshall County sees it a different way.
I don't think very much of that plan.
Billy Cannon is the chairman of the Marshall County Commission. He's a silver-haired man whose down-home personality fills the room. But at 6'7", Cannon doesn't look like anyone you'd want to mess with.
This is our asset, and this asset's going to stay here. You think it was rough with the water wars out in the Wild West? Well, did you try to come up here and tap into our biggest asset?
Not only does Cannon dislike the idea of anyone tapping into the lake, he's still fuming over how Blount County plans to do it. He says they sneaked up here a year and a half ago and bought a piece of property on the lake, giving them a place to run a pipe. Cannon himself didn't find out Blount County had bought the land on the lake until a couple weeks ago.
I have always been of the opinion, if you're going to hit me, and I come from a background where there was a lot of hitting, hit me between the eyes, hit me in the nose, don't stab me in the back.
Cannon is worried that additional demands on Lake Gunnersville would cause water levels to drop and destroy water quality. Besides, Cannon says, Blount County has its own river to dip into.
I can assure you that were I in the leadership in Blount County, the Warrior River would have already been dammed up, and we'd already have a reservoir, and we wouldn't be worried about tapping into somebody else's water. Use what you have.
So far, Blount County has not laid the pipe to tap into any of the water from its neighboring county. And an Alabama lawmaker has introduced a bill in the state legislature to try to keep that from ever happening. This pitting of county against county is the worst way to manage water resources, according to Adam Snyder, director of the environmental group Alabama Rivers Alliance.
I understand why officials in Blount County are looking for water and their concern about Birmingham has taken their water, but do two wrongs make a right here? Are we going to go steal from Marshall County because Birmingham stole from Blount County?
So far, the state of Alabama hasn't waded in on the matter. The governor has repeatedly said the state needs to create a statewide water management plan. But even after 15 years of arguing over water with Georgia and Florida, Alabama hasn't managed to do much more than talk about even a statewide plan. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Birmingham.